There's a thousand pretty women living out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas.
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katsalamidis. I write the Cats Report in the Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, LasVegasSun.com, LasVegasWeekly.com. I write for all the titles in Greenspun Media Group, including our news magazine, The Sunday, which comes out on The Sunday, except when it comes out on...
The Saturday.
The Saturday. Trish McCrone, my beautiful co-host, looking more beautiful every day, and right now she looks like the middle of next week.
How are you doing, honey? Love that. I'm good. I'm exhausted, because let's face it, I'm finding out new things in the world from you and from reading your column in one of your many Greenspun Media Group things, because I've been in Wayne's World.
You've been cloistered and sequestered in an insular environment.
Literally.
At Wayne's World.
I am in
How's,
Wayne's World.
How's that going?
The
Cassidy
Shenandoah is going good. Yeah, it's just a lot, you know, it's a lot, and it's, you know.
It is a lot. Mm-hmm.
There's moving parts that are not just, okay, we're ready to go, but then, you know, you have permits and da-da-da, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
that process always takes longer.
Yeah, it always
than
takes longer.
Realize.
But everything's good. It's just that unless it has something to do with Wayne's wonderful career, I kind of don't know what's going on in the world anymore. But you, I very much want to hear, because we have not spoken, because I've been so insane in my own little bubble, that you went and had a really wonderful vacation over the weekend with your family because it was baby Austin's birthday.
I had consecutive weekends. We'll back into this. My nephew Austin, the little Austin Katsalamidis, turned 2.
Baby cats.
Baby cats. And that was fun. It was fun to watch him. He's becoming a little man. And
oh my God, he's a person. I was looking at, I mean, it's like, it's crazy.
And he's, you know, he's expressing himself. He's running around. He's a very active, very athletic little boy. And it's really fun to see him develop. And it's my brother Bill's son. And we had a big family party at my brother's house up in Boise, Idaho.
And, you, and your
state.
Other my other generational favorite person
my
in your family is your grandma.
And we had grandma on one side, who's 94, folks, and my cousin Austin, who's 2.
There's nephew, you mean? Nephew.
I mean, nephew, I'm sorry. And we had a whole bunch of cousins who showed up too. All my female cousins showed up at this thing, and it was like wild tide of people coming in, and it's just amazing. But, and to communicate with a 2-year-old on one side and my grandmother on the other, who's 94, you just really realize how life can unfold when you see the tent posts of that life. And,
now, what did great grandma say about Austin's second birthday? What did she have to say about that?
Don't give him too much frosting. See what happens to a 2-year-old, folks. Not bad advice, by the way.
Grandma's so smart.
He started in on the cup. There were cupcakes, not cake. Don't give him too much. He's going to have sugar. He's going to get a sugar rush. And it happened. It happened. Austin had one of these cupcakes and went ballistic, went charging around the yard, jumping into things. He had my dad got him a little tent, a little circus tent, and he went diving into it. And I told ya.
And Melody Sweets was inside.
Melody was inside in the gazillionaire. Yeah, the whole cast of Absinthe was up on a high wire there. Yeah, actually, I sent that photo out, and it was somebody says it was Tony Feliceta, who's been a guest of ours. I was in text with him during the time, and he saw the tent photo, and he said, "Oh, now I understand your fascination with Absinthe, because the tent looks just like the Spiegelworld tent."
Oh my God, I love
Absinthe
it.
Is held. I'm like, yeah, that's just what I need, is more emphasis on Absinthe in my world and my social media. But it was a great time, and the weekend before that, I got to see Penn and Teller premiere on Broadway, a whole different thing in New York at the Marquee Theater, and that was a great deal. That was a great, great time, and to see them really knock it out of the park on their premiere and do so well back there was really gratifying, and their show has never been better than it is right now.
It's
good.
Always been a solid show.
Yeah, they've
always
updated it. They've added some new acts since you and I saw them over there. They have something called the Great African Pygmy Disappearing Elephant, which is actually Elsie the elephant, who is actually a cow dressed as an elephant.
Oh my gosh, I love
it. They bring Elsie out in big ears and a trunk.
Oh my gosh,
and
I
they,
love
and
it.
They refer, and they say they've found they keep Elsie at the secret pasture in Las Vegas, which is a takeoff of the secret garden of Sigmund
yes.
Roy. And it's so fun. It's funny anyway, but if you know what they're satirizing, it's really funny. And I'm sitting there in New York and I'm in hysterics. And a lot of the crowd was laughing
sure
at, along
they,
anyway.
But they really get
but
it.
I don't think they got that. That was one yeah. reference that I don't think that the New York audience got. But they have footage of the secret pasture and Teller feeding Elsie in an elephant outfit with milk, with a bottle of milk. And Teller's on the screen and Penn's narrating the whole thing. And this is how you feed an elephant, by the way, with milk. Don't worry. And then they make the elephant vanish. You know, that's the title of the act. I'm not giving anything away, but it is so funny. And this act took more than 5 years and $500,000 to perfect.
Wow.
And this is a duo, as you know, they're in a groove in Las Vegas. They don't have to do anything
no.
in their show. They're selling great. They've never done better in terms of artistic acclaim at the box office, in terms of notoriety, anything. And they still push and push and push. And it was really cool.
And let's face it, you really like to interview them.
I really.
We still have about a good hour of law. And one day we're going to have to air the Lost Penn Jillette.
We had another dishy. We had another. Twice in this trip, I overstepped. I was at backstage with Penn before the premiere, mind you. And he's getting made up, and he has to go out and do the bass guitar thing. And I went 5 or 10 minutes over just for the print interview, and we're talking. He's, I got to get going. I go, geez, I look at my clock. Here we go again. And then with Teller, we had lunch together, and he went long. He had to come
back.
How
could he go long? He doesn't speak.
When he talks, oh, boy.
He was signing, and you had to learn sign language.
That's the side of Teller that the audience doesn't see. He's so articulate, and his use of the language and the way he expresses himself is so impressive. And the fans never see that. But he is one brilliant man.
A nice, nice guy.
A super nice guy. They're so good. They're so great. They're the best of the best in Las Vegas. So that was really rewarding. And they're going to be back in September. And look out for Play Dead, by the way, the show that Teller, his production, is coming into the act next spring. There's a scoop for you. The old act room at the Palazzo. That's happening. Believe it. So with that.
With that. That's, see, you've been really busy. I don't know, you know, anything that's going on in the world.
Well, it's
except for I want to see Trainwreck so bad because LeBron James.
I do want to see that too, actually.
Yes, so that's the whole thing. And we're gonna go. We have to see some shows because for some new guests that you've already been in contact with, which we won't
puppetry
say.
of a thing, the X Rock show, Baz. We need to get you to Baz.
Yes.
Those are the three big ones.
I'm interested in the puppetry of the thing.
Puppetry of the thing. We gotta discuss this in house before we bring those guys in.
Exactly.
It's quite a show. It's a swinging good time.
Oh,
and with that, we're gonna have up next. Josh Bell is gonna give us a movie rap, and then a beautiful and talented and super accomplished performer in Las Vegas, Janine Valentine, is going to join us. She's going to make some appearances at East Side Lounge in between her gigs with the Shintas. So stick around. I know we will.
Hey, it's Holly Madison, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
Pac-Man's faster than I remember.
Pac-Man's always been faster than the Ghost. We're going to have to outmaneuver.
You and Silver Metal break off.
I'll stay with Big Yellow.
That's Adam Sandler and Peter Dinklage in the new action comedy Pixels. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. When aliens invade the Earth with replicas of 1980s video game characters, the U.S. president, played improbably by Kevin James, calls on Adam Sandler's loser Sam Brenner and his fellow video game nerds to save the day. Based on a 2010 short film, Pixels is mostly genial and family-friendly, but also plodding and frequently boring, with listless performances and a moronic plot. I give Pixels 2 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is Southpaw, starring Jake Gyllenhaal as a former boxing champion attempting to mount a comeback.
All I need is 6 weeks. I need 6 weeks. I'll give you my everything. You give my everything. It's about my family. I can't lose my daughter.
Southpaw's script is full of heavy-handed symbolism, and its inspirational arc is predictable and contrived. Director Antoine Fuqua doesn't exactly have a light touch, and he hammers home every cliched plot development, making the ridiculous lows of the first half and the ridiculous comeback of the second half equally melodramatic. I give Southpaw 2.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is the lone female member of Frankie Shinta's stage show, which in June ended its run at the D Hotel Casino. The act continues to perform around the country and in Las Vegas, and on Saturday night plays the M Resort Pavilion, and they do really well there, I'll tell you that. Janine Valentine is with us. She's lived in Las Vegas for 20 years and was a vocalist in with Clint Holmes during his entire run at Harrah's, and she has booked 4 dates at Eastside Lounge at Encore.
The East Side Show Lounge
Cabaret Enclave. Performing there Monday and Tuesday of next week, and also on August 3rd and August 4th. Here to talk about all of this is the ever beautiful Janine Valentine.
Wow.
One talented individual.
Yeah, I was going to say, and by the way,
hello everyone.
With that intro, what it does not express.
I want to take how powerful your voice is.
I mean,
really brings it.
Like it. I mean, it's like you come out on stage and you're so small. Like she's like it's like where does all this voice come out of this
well,
small?
Yes, the little tiny, Sicilian body that my parents gave me. All 5'2"-ish, 3-ish, depending on the resume.
Like you can't even be like 85 pounds soaking wet.
You are so incredibly kind.
And that's all hair
and
because she's
friend.
Got this great me who
the
looks
mane.
Like Marsha Brady. She has like
She's got a look today. That for undisclosed reasons.
Yes, please. let's not go there.
But she looks great.
Her hair is perfect. It's like this curly, full hair.
And I just woke up too.
Oh, I hate you.
I woke up with this hair.
And you're not even singing, and I still
hate you. It's just an afro. And I was just back east. I was in Buffalo doing the Italian festival with the Shintas, and the humidity there was off the charts. And I tell you, I was sweating from every orifice, and my hair was a ginormous afro. Unbelievable.
It's like that Monica episode.
Please bring hairspray. My friends that were coming right. who haven't seen me in a while, and I was like, don't be shocked. Please bring hairspray because I need to mat this afro down. Yeah, the episode of Friends,
yes.
Monica.
Yes.
Love her. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the whole time we've been doing this show, nobody's ever said that to us. The whole time about sweating from every orifice. That's a first.
But you know, I'm going to use it.
Visual.
I went on a yacht and I ended up in Key West.
Oh, me too. What a coincidence.
So I was in a bathing suit bottom, and it was like literally I felt like because we were riding bikes and everything. And by the end of the day, I literally felt like I had like a full diaper
just because
of my sweat with my bikini bottom. So
nice.
That's a very
nice.
Good, like, yes. So that's exact. So now
nothing
I'm going to
against now, diapers or depends.
I was just going to say, or now I could just say that it sounds much better than I was like I had
too
a diaper.
Humid for you depends
exactly
wow.
But no, Janine is one of the most powerful vocalists I've ever heard in my life.
Brings
a lot
to the show.
Voice
thank
of an angel
you. Thank
absolutely.
You yeah we're doing the M it's I heard it's sold out. I mean they've done
2,000 people
a beautiful job of marketing publicity, and thank you to that. I mean that always helps.
Yeah, right.
So very it's always very exciting to you know perform to the great big crowds when you're home.
Yeah,
and,
I think you guys have done a couple shows.
We've done a couple shows at the M. They love us.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I'm kidding. It's a cool place.
It's a really cool place.
The shows that they've had there, they've spotted them very well.
And
like Rick Michael has sold out there, I think, a couple times, and you guys do really well there. Yeah.
It is.
It's a cool place.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing coming off the D, and that was a nice little quaint showroom. But, boy, were we all like literally elbowing each other to get out of that room because it was just so small.
You know what was the problem with that room? And I said this to Katz, like the 3 times I went there, is that I'm usually dieting around the, for some reason I was always dieting when it was around the time that I saw your show.
Uh-huh.
And there was such a strong aroma of salad dressing.
It was coming from the restaurant, it smelled like the most delicious
homemade Italian salad dressing.
That's
in
hilarious.
There, and it made me so hungry that it was like,
because
fine,
it is.
I go to
that's
see right. the Shintas and I'm starving when I leave.
That's why their F&B program is so strong at the D.
Isn't that true?
That
didn't
so
I
funny.
Say, do you smell the salad dressing? I always
right.
said that to you.
Oh, family show, you have a family dinner afterwards.
Exactly.
Now, you guys are currently looking for the Shinta.
Frankie's Act is looking for, what can you tell us about that? The first thing I'm going to tell you is that it's going back to being the Shintas.
The name of the show.
Yes.
Why is that?
Yeah, what happened with it?
Well, he I'm was really not sure what I'm allowed to say, but the Frankie...
Joey shivved him.
No.
Joey's like, I just want you to know that Neil Diamond gets one of the biggest applause in the show. I love that
part. It was the battle of the egos. No, I'm totally kidding. It was, you know, the D thought that they could brand, you know, the name Frankie Shinta. And, you know, after thinking better of it, after 30 years of the Shintas, you know, they've been performing all over the country for 30 years and headlining in Vegas for 16 years.
Right.
Frankie was like, no, that didn't work for us. Mm-hmm. So going back to the Shintas, and I'm hopefully I'll be a part. He's still negotiating, and hopefully, you know, the fall we're looking at a couple of properties to open and get the magic back. And
I think Pete O'Donnell was the one that had a problem with it just being Frankie Shinta.
Forever the honorary
Pete,
Shinta.
He's so easygoing. Yeah,
he just... was like, it needs to be the Shintas again. Pete O'Donnell's insisted on it.
I introduced him the other night. He was at the Composer Showcase. I think it was a Composer Showcase last month. And I said, this is a friend of mine who hadn't known him. I said, this is Peter O'Donnell of the Shintas. And they're like, are you Shinta or O'Donnell or what? Well, yeah. His last name was Shinta.
What's
O'Donnell
a Shinta?
Shinta. Yeah.
I mean, we still get that.
But I think that's the default way you describe the show anyway, is the Shintas, because people here know it as that.
Well, absolutely. Anyway. And when it went to Frank Shinta, everyone was like, so I literally heard that Joe passed away. And that the girl, that's me, isn't singing with them anymore. And it was like, that's not it at all.
Because it was pretty much the same show, just a different name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not the same songs,
right,
everything,
right,
but
of course, we changed
it. It was the same
material.
Template. I mean, you had your moments in the show. Joey had his moments in the show. I mean, you had the band.
So I'm trying to, if they're going to brand a name, it should be the Janine Valentine Show featuring the Shintas.
Exactly. I think that, should be there.
Really, let's go with, new
and Pete O'Donnell.
The I Heart Valentine.
There you go. Absolutely. But so, in the meantime, I decided to just do a little bit of my own thing. So I'll be at the Encore those 4 dates. It's the 27th, 28th of July, and then 3rd and 4th of August. It starts at 9 p.m. and will finish up at 12:45. So for the love of God, please come out and support me. Otherwise, I'll be sleeping. Holy cow. I haven't gigged that length of time since... since I first came out to
Vegas. What are you
going to
be doing? What are you going to be singing?
You know what? It's an eclectic group of songs. The material is not eclectic, but the grouping of songs, like we're doing anything from, we're going to do some of the standards. It is just a guitar player and myself, John Morvay.
Okay.
Who is an amazing guitar player, like Juilliard trained, amazing guitar player, and a heck of a guy. He's like Woody Allen, like the dry, awesome sense of humor. He's been my friend. One of the first musicians I met when I came out to Vegas. So he's been my friend forever. And we just have a great chemistry, just fun banter. And I get to be myself, which I always love. I don't know if maybe I should be censored. I don't know if Mr. Wynn's going to like it. But we're doing, doing a Yes song. And then we're going to do Come What May from Moulin Rouge. And so we're actually doing musical theater. We're going to do a little Phantom of the Opera. We're going to do some new pop. We're doing an Echo Smith song. I mean, we're really, it's a very eclectic group of songs, but all songs guaranteed that you're going to go, oh my God, I love this song.
So what's the Yes song you're going to do with a single guitar? Art rock band.
I know, right? I know.
That's going to take some inventive interpretation.
See all good people tend their heads to say so satisfied I'm on my way.
All right.
And that's my morning voice.
Wow.
Oh my God.
We're going to clip that and send it out, and it's going to be virally.
There you go. The one thing that it does explain is what we were saying when we started this, is that basically there's nothing you can't sing.
Well, thank you.
Your vocal range is like,
and it's been
insane.
It's been a wonderful journey, because I actually did start off singing musical theater and classical, and then trained by a jazz singer and an opera singer, and then I fell into
we know that story.
And then I fell into pop, and now I'm like, I can do rock and R&B, and now I just have this gamut of genres that I do and I love, and I love being able to say that I do them well. It's actually kind of hindered me in terms of getting a manager for a record deal all these years, because they're like, well, what do you do? And I was like, well, I do everything. And they're like, no,
everybody wants to pigeonhole you. You're a country artist. You're an adult contemporary.
Absolutely.
You're pop. You're alternative.
I need to pick a genre. And if I ever get a spare, 20, 50 grand to go into the studio, I'll pick a genre, and I'll anyone listening have there a spare.
For $25,000, you can buy a genre.
I can buy. I'll take genre for $500, please.
No, for $25,000,
right?
If it's country, it's $50.
It's you know, to do it and do it right. It is, you know, it's an expense, and I have two young kids who, you know, like to wear clothes, so
who like to eat.
They're not really mac and cheese. I'm still.
When you know you're buying generic, that's the problem. When you can't afford craft anymore and you're buying generic, that's the problem.
So, Janine, what brought you to Vegas in the first place? Was it Clint? Or you came here before?
No,
a little bit before
it was
he was
Starlight
here, right?
Express.
Oh, okay.
Which was the Hilton.
The Hilton. Okay.
Yes. The show on roller skates.
That ruined that room. Not the performances. I'm saying what they did to the showroom.
Oh, yeah.
They ruined that showroom. That was one of the most beautiful showrooms ever.
They could have rented that out to, like, you know, some, now skateboarding and inline skating is so, you know, hot, and there's, you know, shows on it all the time. They could have rented that out. Come on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was
some of those famous skateboarders.
I remember.
They could do, yeah, they would probably like to do that now.
Because Wayne actually closed that room, and I remember being there underage, but I remember being there you know, and it was like these beautiful booths and, you know, the maitre d's that you could still tip and everything. It was like one of those iconic showrooms. And then all of a sudden it reopened and it was like theater seating with ramps everywhere.
Right.
And the dressing rooms were ripped apart. And then this, I was like, oh my gosh, what happened?
I know.
And I'm one that loves for Broadway to come, but I hate when they mess with the theaters.
No, I understand. I feel the same way. I still love Vegas with the booths and, you know, that.
Well, and I like having to turn your chair down front to get the right when you're on, when you're by the stage. To try to get it's old school.
Return booths to the to they the are when they have done that when they brought the Elvis adaptation back.
Exactly. Yes. So that I like that vibe. It's a nice vibe. I am nostalgic as well, and I do like old school Vegas. I don't think we should ever lose that. You know, those are like our roots. And this for still such a young city, we really need to, you know, still grab onto that and hold tight.
That vibe at Eastside. You know, where you're going to be. It's a very classically appointed.
It's a really cool. Yeah. I just went there for the first time and I was like, this is beautiful. Cause I said I'd never do a lounge again. I was like, really? not being, you know, diva or anything, but it is a lot of hard work because you are putting in, you're doing 3 and 4 sets a night, you know, and I'm very spoiled. I'm used to singing an hour and a half and get me out of there and get me to the bar. So now I'm at the bar already singing for 3 and 4 sets a night.
Just turn to your right.
But it's going to be a fun challenge and a good challenge. And I get to do, you know, my friend, you know, John and I, we handpicked every song. So I'm not going, oh God, please don't call, you know, whatever. Yeah. You know, I'm excited that I get to do a ton of songs and I love every single one of them.
So now, one thing you were talking about when you came in, which I think is fabulous because I love him and so does Katz, is that you went to high school or grade school with Eric Jordan Young, who was in Vegas the show, then had his own show at Planet Hollywood.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
And now he's in Rock of Ages now.
Oh my gosh. I've been off the reservation. I've been in Wayne's World for too long.
We should go because I haven't seen him in it yet.
All right, let's go.
Yes.
He and I are going. Would you like to come, Katz?
I want to see him in it.
Let's do it.
I've been pushing on this topic to get Eric to, because he plays the mayoral. He's an ensemble, but the mayor in the show and that track in Rock of Ages. I want him to swing for Chinook.
He did not take Bob Torty.
No.
I love Bob Torty, my married crush.
But
Mr. Downtown from That Thing You Do. Did you see that thing?
Oh, really?
He's Mr. Downtown. He's in Rock of Ages.
Cute. Okay.
You should see the show.
I have to see it. We'll go.
The three of us will go.
I think I would like it.
You should see it from the audience.
Okay.
The three of us have plans. Look at you have a blonde and a redhead.
Nice.
Right. Hey. I'm expecting big things out of this.
We just need to invite Stephanie. We need to invite Stephanie Sanchez, and then we'll have the trifecta.
Maybe the Rainbow Coalition. How did you meet Eric?
Eric Jordan Young and I were best friends in high school. He's a year or two. You know, he's a year ahead of me.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was, you know, captain of the cheerleaders. And,
shocker.
And Eric, I know. And Eric wanted to, you know, be on the squad. And at that point, he would, like, do all the cheers. And I was like, you're awesome. But, yeah, we don't have male cheerleaders right now. And we used to, you know, we were in chorus and chorale together. And we would have our little, you know, duets. And we would sing for the old folks home, you know, during the Christmas season. But he was one of my very best friends in high school. And then he did Starlight Express here in Vegas.
Yeah.
And then I booked the show here in Vegas, and we've kind of like... How are we both still in Vegas? Like,
yeah.
And now he's, you know, he came back. And
I can't imagine the two of you singing together. I mean, at the old folks' home, I'm surprised you didn't give heart attacks with all of the power behind those performances.
Like, we didn't, like, we had, we were, I mean, and still try to be very humble. I mean, really, I mean, we, I mean, something in the water in Buffalo, I don't know, but we, we didn't know back then what we had. You know, to be honest, we were still honing our crafts. We were only 16, 17 years old, so still honing our crafts and stuff. But
and he was working on his herky.
But I had my first record deal with Amherst Records at 16, and he was like one of my groupies, and he would just come with me when I would perform in concerts and stuff. And
I love it.
Yeah, he's just a doll baby. I adore him.
Often at the East Side, you have guests come in and, you know, kind of stop in and show up and sing.
Maybe Eric may want to
come in and do that.
He better come. I'm sure he will. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know what's allowed there, to be honest.
You know, it's funny because Martin Kaye from Million Dollar Quartet did a couple of shows there that were very under the radar, not really promoted at all.
He
ducked in there on Michael's nights off too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of got a little bit of a history of kind of, you know, random pop-ins. Although he was booked, but he had people come in and sing with him.
Right.
Yeah. And is this the kind of thing that that can lead to more dates there, do you think?
Well, I certainly hope so. That is, if I'm not, you know, steady with the Shintas.
If you're not with Janine Valentine featuring the Shintas.
Yes, the Janine Valentine show is looking
and
to be
Pete O'Donnell.
The honorary Valentine. Yeah, and you're going to be, I want to get back to that, but you're going to be in the show. I mean, that's for sure, in the Shintas lineup when they return, right?
That's the plan, yes. Okay. That is the plan.
I don't want to expect that the thing will be intact because I know shows change often.
Right. No, that is definitely
unless
the
Pete
plan going
Pete cuts
forward.
Her out in his negotiations.
I'm trying to get Pete up front more because he's hilarious.
Funniest guy on the planet.
He's very funny.
Said that he's one of my favorite people in town. I'm talking about back in the Put-in Bay days.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm from Cleveland, so I knew of them before we came here. My sister actually produced some things for them.
That's awesome.
Like years before they ever moved here. And so I always think of that, and it wasn't Pete back in the day, but it was then when Pete has always like kind of, I've had this really warm
they used to do like decades ago a Simon and Garfunkel thing.
Oh my God, that would be
amazing. And I'm begging him to, now that it's on the radio, maybe he'll actually do it, but I'm begging him to bring it back because it's hilarious.
Well, I mean, looking at literally,
just picture that right now.
I was not happy, and I told Frankie this, with the Rio situation because unless you were down front, which luckily I was usually,
right.
But if you were back there, you missed 90% of the hysterical things that Pete does.
Just the little facial expressions.
Because his facial expressions
he does add a lot.
Half the time I watch him.
He has their backs the whole show, and he's always adding stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, are there any number of rooms that would be glad to have that act? You know, it's just a matter of making the right deal.
Yeah, fingers crossed, you know, we're praying, all that, you know, so it's just...
Frankie needs to strong arm some people. He needs to get in there and start cracking some skulls.
Well, I mean, he's Sicilian. He can do that easy.
He
just needs to call his people.
There you go. They call his people.
He's the point where he hires people to crack skulls.
And anybody that really does want to pick a genre, 25 grand, just
25
let us know.
$25K, I'll sing your favorite genre.
There you go.
What a bargain.
That's a good deal.
And
we could probably do it. I should. We could probably do it for less. Just, you know, throwing it out there.
No, don't shortchange yourself.
Okay.
Remember,
the
children
grand.
Need clothes and food.
$2,000 a song.
That's where we start. That's a baseline.
$2,000 a song. That's fine.
Well, we got to wrap it up now. Janine Valentine, thanks for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Wait,
it's over?
It is over. Yeah.
Aww,
we gotta.
It's never really over.
It's just a long, endless loop of blather with Cats at the Dish.
Yeah.
It's going to be Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Yes.
And then August 3rd and August 4th at Eastside Lounge.
At 9 o'clock. And
to
I will see you there, I'm sure.
I'll be there. I'll close the show.
Absolutely.
Right? I'm the closer.
You're going to do some comedy, right?
I'll get up and do a few minutes.
Awesome.
I'm Mariano Rivera. I come
Look
in and
forward
get
to
the
He plays
out.
Forks. I know Frankie plays spoons.
Yes.
Cats plays forks.
That's great because I play the knives. We can have a beautiful
exactly.
trio.
I play the egg beater.
I play a little caviar spoons.
Caviar spoon. And it's used for caviar. So
I do play a mean wine glass after five. So.
There you go.
Just saying.
And also Saturday night to see the Shintas at M Resort. I think maybe you can still get a ticket or maybe not. Check it out. But we wish you nothing but great success in everything, and
Thank
we'll
you
have
so
you
much.
Back in here when you guys re-sign. Okay?
I appreciate it. Sounds good.
Righteous.